we have all been following the unfortunate eruption of the conflict in the country, and we have seen what has happened since December, that the war has devastated most of the country and has inflicted untold suffering on the civilian population. Today we count over 10,000 of people who are killed in Jugu alone, and more than that in other cities, in Bor, in Malakal, in Bantu, and so on. And the number of the people who are now displaced from their houses is counted to over a million. And you don't know when are we going to stop all this. And even in cities like Juba, up to now, people have been harassed by the security elements, have been beaten, killed, and so on. So all these are reasons that push me to say I can't anymore afford to see my country being in that way.
In your press release, you also mentioned that there is lack of freedom, freedom of speech, there is a lack of freedom of media. Would you like to tell us a little bit more about that?
Since the beginning of war, in December 15th, have you heard in any national media any one of the opposition talking? That means actually we want to keep the people to hear only one voice. The government is deliberately preventing the media houses to interview, to talk to the opposition, which actually confirm the absence of press freedom.
You were saying that you don't want to be part of a government that is cracking down on its own people. Would you tell us a little bit of your experience in Juba? You were there for quite a long time, you know, serving as a senior government official. Did you undergo any harassment?
Yeah, these harassments are always there. You know, by the security guys in checkpoints all over Juba, you can be harassed at any time. Me personally, yes, I was harassed several times.
And what did they tell you? I mean, did you tell them that you're a senior government official? And what did they tell you?
It doesn't help. Even if you say that you are, I don't know, ambassador or what, it doesn't help. If they want to beat you, they will do it. If they want to leave you, they are kings of the roads.
What is the way forward for you now that you have quit your job in the government? What are you going to do next?
I've quit the government because I don't want to be part of the situation of what is happening. And I'm out of the country. And I will not go until when there is a solution, there is freedom, and there is respect of human rights, and there is a clear openness for everybody. You can say what you want to say without being harassed. And the government is improving in protection of civilians. We are not protected in Juba. Anyone can be killed at any time. And this cannot continue anymore. I can't be in Juba while seeing people have been harassed, killed by the government security.